Psalms 90, verse 13, through Psalms 92, verse 5. Return, O Yahweh, how long? O be sorry for your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your loving commitment, and let us sing for joy all our days. Give us joy according to the days you have afflicted us, the years we have seen evil.
Shalom, and welcome to His Word Heals. This program is focused weekly on living and praying in agreement with Yahweh's Word. Each week's program will build upon the information and prayers from the week before, so if this is your first time tuning in, please visit our website at www.hiswordheals.com. If you are blessed by what you hear, please consider supporting this radio station by clicking the donate button on their website. The premise of this program is that once you have put your trust in the death, burial, resurrection, and kingship of Yeshua our Messiah, you are either a newly grafted in branch or a grafted back in branch of the tree of Israel, as explained by Paul in Romans 11:13-17. You are part of spiritual Israel, joined to Yahweh's chosen people, and all of the promises and instructions given to Israel apply to you. Both the blessings for obedience and the chastisements for disobedience, as outlined throughout His entire Word. The difference is in that we now have a better sacrifice to take away our sins, which is Yeshua, who has taken all of our sins and punishments upon Himself so that we could have a fresh start clothed in His righteousness before Yahweh our Father. John chapter 1 tells us Yeshua is our Creator's Word made flesh. Yeshua is the same yesterday, today, and forever, we are told in Hebrews 13:8. Yeshua, Yahweh's Word made flesh, was able to heal His people 2,000 years ago, and Yeshua, His Word, is still able to heal His people today. If you have questions, please email us at hwh@hiswordheals.com. Baruch haba b'shem Yahweh, blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. Thank you, Father, for this time together to study your word and pray in agreement with it and with each other. Father, I pray everything that is said today honors and glorifies you and your Son, Yeshua, only, that anything not from you would fall to the ground and only your words would be heard. In Yeshua's name, amen. I'd like to give a little warning up front so that I don't catch someone off guard about the topic that we're going to speak about today, but it is about an article I'm going to summarize in my own words that is not a very nice article. The things that are being done are not very nice. And as a matter of fact, I don't believe that Yahweh is very happy with us as a nation for the things that we're doing to the young and the elderly, the unborn. And so that's what we're going to talk about today, are some of the horrific things being perpetrated in darkness that need to be brought into the light according to Yahweh's word. Please take this warning and do with it what you will, but it's a subject that I believe needs to be talked about in the light. So thank you for listening today. Today I was planning to continue our in-depth study on biblical healing, which we started last week. However, before I do that, I would like to visit a subject that came to light on November 20th in the news. It is from an article in the New Yorker. Please email me at hwh@hiswordheals.com if you would like the link to this article. It was a horrifying story about government-sanctioned theft and abuse of the elderly, and how non-familial government-licensed agents can just go into an elderly person's home or an elderly couple's home without even being required to contact a family member or have a hearing with a family member present, and tell the elderly people to pack their bags because they are being moved, for their own good, of course, to an assisted living facility against their will. Then this same government-licensed entity brings in estate sellers to sell everything the elderly people own except what few personal belongings they allow them to take with them to their new home. The legally court-appointed guardian, without consent of the elderly person or their family members, can then legally, yet lawlessly, list and sell their wards, that's what they call the elderly people, wards, their wards, home, and other assets they worked their entire lives to obtain. Ironically, this is all being done under the guise of protecting them from predators who might try to steal from them or exploit them. When family members finally find out this has been done, days or even weeks after their parents or grandparents have been moved, and then protest, there is little that they can do because they are not the ones appointed by the court as their family member's guardian. If you have an unsympathetic judge whose goal is to line the pockets of the court and professional guardians, the family members who usually have limited funds have very little to no chance of ever becoming their parents' or grandparents' guardians. The professional guardians are even permitted to use their wards, the elderly person's, money for all legal expenses it takes to remain their guardians. They do this in the form of billing their estates for every conversation the guardian has with protesting family members, as well as each court appearance. The guardians can then, with little oversight, bill the elderly person's estate whatever they want for every minute of their services spent keeping them incarcerated against their will and selling off all of their assets. Then, when the elderly person themselves protest having their lives and belongings stolen from them, they are labeled by the guardian as unstable, uncooperative, and a danger to themselves, and then prescribed drugs to reduce their stress and make them more comfortable. The guardian can even limit or eliminate altogether visits from family members to the elderly wards if they deem them too upsetting for the elderly person, who is basically being imprisoned against their will for their own good, of course. This was all in the article in The New Yorker. I've just basically summed it up in my own words. However, you can certainly take a look at this article for yourself to see if what I've said really isn't what the article says. That certainly is what the article says, and they based it on a testimony from family members that this has happened to in Nevada. So please do email me and get a link to that article. I tell you all of this to make the point that Yahweh is certainly bringing evil deeds that were at one time being done in darkness out into the light, especially in the last year and a half. Just think about it. Aborted baby parts being sold for profit, famous celebrities and politicians in high places participating in sexual harassment at the very least, as well as possible human sex trafficking and pedophilia, which they have yet to be seriously questioned about, and a myriad of other equally heinous acts being perpetrated against the unborn, young, poor, elderly, fatherless, and anyone else unable to defend themselves against what has become a huge institutional bureaucracy. Isaiah 59, I think, pretty well sums up where the U.S. in particular is today. If we're not quite here yet, we are speeding there like a freight train. Isaiah seems to sum up this problem, give Yahweh's solution, and then Yeshua in Luke also summarizes and is a second witness to this solution with his instructions to his people on how to be a part of this solution. Isaiah 59. Look, the hand of Yahweh has not become too short to save, nor his ear too heavy to hear. But your crookednesses have separated you from your Elohim, and your sins have hidden his face from you, from hearing. For your hands have been defiled with blood, and your fingers with crookedness. Your lips have spoken falsehood, your tongue mutters unrighteousness. No one calls for righteousness, and no one pleads for the truth. They trust in emptiness and speak worthlessness. They conceive trouble and bring forth wickedness. Their works are works of wickedness, and a deed of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they hurry to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of wickedness, wasting and ruin are in their highways. The way of peace they have not known, and there is no right ruling in their ways. They have made crooked paths for themselves. Whoever treads in them shall not know peace. Therefore, right ruling has been far from us, and righteousness does not reach us. We look for light, but there is darkness, for brightness, but we walk in thick darkness. We feel for the wall like the blind, and we feel as without eyes. At noon we stumble as at twilight, in deserted places like the dead. All of us growling like bears, and moan sadly like doves. We look for right ruling, but there is none. For deliverance, but it is far from us. For our transgressions have increased before you, and our sins witnessed against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our crookednesses, we know them. Transgressing and being untrue to Yahweh, and turning away from our Elohim, speaking oppression and apostasy, conceiving and pondering words of falsehood from the heart. And right ruling is driven back, and righteousness stands afar off. For truth has fallen in the street, and right is unable to enter, and the truth is lacking, and whoever turns away from evil makes himself a prey. And Yahweh saw, and it displeased him that there was no right ruling. And he saw, and there was no man, and was astonished that there was no intercessor. So his own arm saved for him, and his righteousness upheld him. And he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of deliverance on his head. And he put on garments of vengeance for clothing, and wrapped himself with ardor as a mantle. According to their deeds, so he repays. Wrath to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. He repays recompense to the coastlands, and they shall fear the name of Yahweh from the west, and his esteem from the rising of the sun. When distress comes like a flood, the Spirit of Yahweh drives, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and to those turning from transgression in Jacob, declares Yahweh. As for me, this is my covenant with them, said Yahweh. My Spirit that is upon you, and my words that I have put in your mouth, shall not be withdrawn from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouth of your descendants' descendants, said Yahweh, from this time and forever. Is it possible that Yeshua's prophecy in Luke 12:2-3 is coming to pass right before our eyes, which is why so many horrid news stories are coming to light lately, including this news article about the outright legally sanctioned thefts and imprisonment of elderly against their will and the wishes of their families? This is what Yeshua said in Luke 12:2-3. And whatever is concealed shall be revealed, and whatever is hidden shall be known. So whatever you have said in the dark shall be heard in the light, and what you have spoken in the ear in inner rooms shall be proclaimed on the housetops. But I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that are unable to do any more. But I shall show you whom you should fear. Fear the one who, after killing, possesses authority to cast into Gehenna, or hell in the King James. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Are we not mandated by Yeshua to do whatever we can to shine His light in the world, to expose all these deeds and injustices being done in darkness without fear by whatever means that we can? That is why I will occasionally pass along horrid news stories like this one. I think Job 24 is also speaking to what is going on in darkness in our world today, which Yahweh is beginning to reveal with His light. Times are not hidden from the Almighty, and why have not those who know Him seen His days? They remove landmarks, they rob and feed on flocks, they drive away the donkey of the fatherless, they take the widow's ox as a pledge, they turn the needy out of the way, the poor of the earth have hidden together. See, as wild donkeys in the wilderness, they go about their tasks, eager seekers for prey. The desert gives his bread for the children. They reap his fodder in the field. They glean the vineyard of the wrong. They spend the night naked, without a garment, and without covering in the cold. They are wet with the showers of the hills, and have embraced a rock for lack of shelter. They snatch away the fatherless from the breast, and take a pledge from the poor. Naked they shall go about without a garment, and hungry they shall take away sheaves. They press out oil within their walls, wine presses they shall tread, yet suffer thirst. Men groan in the city, and the beings of the wounded cry out, and Eloah does not regard it as foolish. They have become rebels against the light. They have not known his ways, nor remained in his paths. The murderer rises at daylight. He kills the poor and the needy, and in the night he is as a thief. And the eye of the adulterer watches for dusk, saying, "No eye sees me," and he puts a covering on the face. In the dark he has broken into houses. By day they shut themselves up. They have not known light. For all of them mourning is the same as the shadow of death. When he discerns the extreme fears of the shadow of death, he is swift on the face of the waters. Their portion is cursed in the earth. He does not turn into the way of vineyards. Drought and heat snatch away snow waters. Sheol, those who have sinned. The womb forgets him. The worm feeds sweetly on him. He is remembered no more, and wickedness is broken like a tree. Treating evil, the barren who does not bear, and does no good for the widow. But he draws the mighty away with his power. He rises up, and no one is certain of life. He gives him safety, and he leans on it, yet his eyes are on their ways. They are lifted up for a little while, then they are gone. Then they shall be brought low. Like all else, they are gathered up, and they are cut off like the heads of grain. And if it is not so, who does prove me a liar and make my word worthless? We are told in Luke 8:16-17, no one having lit a lamp covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but he puts it on a lampstand so that those coming in see the light. For whatever is hidden shall be revealed, and whatever is secret shall be known and come to light. Just imagine what will happen if all of Yahweh's people uncover their lights all at once. John 3:18-21. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of Elohim. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God, in Elohim. Is Yahweh speaking to us and our leaders and judges in Isaiah 10:1-6, through the prophet Isaiah, when he says, "Woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees, and that write grievousness which they have prescribed, to turn aside the needy from judgment, to take away the right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey, and that they may rob the fatherless. And what will you do in the day of visitation, and in the desolation which shall come from afar? To whom will you flee for help, and where will you leave your glory? Without me they shall bow down under the prisoners, and they shall fall under the slain. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. O Assyrian, the rod of my anger, and the staff in their hand is my indignation. I will send him against an hypocritical nation, and against the people of my wrath will I give him charge, to take the spoil, and to take the prey, and to tread them down like the mire in the streets. O Yahweh, please forgive us our trespasses, and put it in the hearts of your people to defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and the needy. Deliver the poor and the needy, and rid them out of the hand of the wicked, as we are instructed in Psalms 82:3-4, and throughout your word. We plead the case of the elderly and the unborn, the children and the poor, and the widows and the fatherless, and the afflicted before you and your courts today, Father, as we know your court is the only court where they will truly find justice today. We pray for the judges that President Trump has been appointing, that they would truly rule righteously from their positions of temporal authority which they are being given. We pray for the removal of those judges who are not ruling righteously but are taking bribes and showing partiality. We pray that they would be removed from power unless they turn immediately and repent and do righteousness. You know every one of them, Father. They are all under your power, whether they realize it or not. Of course, we pray for their souls and their repentance, that they would turn and repent in the name of Yeshua for your glory's sake, and would bow before you and enact your righteous judgments. We look forward to Yeshua's soon coming kingdom. Please help each one of us search our own hearts and repent of anything that is there which is displeasing to you, that we would be found worthy in Yeshua our Messiah to stand before you in white robes of righteousness. Help us to truly love one another as Yeshua loves us. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Let your light shine. As tempting as it is, Yahweh's people can no longer bury their lights or their heads in the sand. We can no longer bury our lights or our heads in the sand. It is time to expose the deeds done in darkness so that righteousness can prevail and justice can come to the oppressed. Let all the glory be to Yahweh our Elohim and his Son Yeshua. Let us all remember and proclaim Matthew 5. But when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his taught ones came to him. And having opened his mouth, he was teaching them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, because theirs is the kingdom of the heavens. Blessed are those who mourn, because they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, because they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, because they shall be filled. Blessed are the compassionate, because they shall obtain compassion. Blessed are the clean in heart, because they shall see Elohim. Blessed are the peacemakers, because they shall be called sons of Elohim. Blessed are those persecuted for righteousness' sake, because theirs is the kingdom of the heavens. Blessed are you when they reproach and persecute you, and falsely say every wicked word against you for my sake. Rejoice and be glad, because your reward in the heavens is great. For in this way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt becomes tasteless, how shall it be seasoned? For it is no longer of any use, but to be thrown out and trodden down by men. You are the light of the world. It is impossible for a city to be hidden on a mountain. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it shines to all those in the house. Let your light so shine before men, so that they see your good works and praise your Father who is in the heavens. Do not think that I came to destroy the Torah, or the Law, or the Prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to complete. For truly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one yod, or one tittle, shall by no means pass from the Torah, or the Law, till all be done. Whoever then breaks one of the least of these commands, and teaches men so, shall be called least in the kingdom of the heavens. But whoever does, and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of the heavens. For I say to you, that unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall by no means enter into the kingdom of the heavens. You heard that it was said to those of old, You shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you that whoever is wroth or angry with his brother without a cause shall be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, shall be liable to the Sanhedrin. But whoever says, You fool, shall be liable to the fire of Gehinnom or hell. If then you bring your gift to the slaughter place, or the altar, and there remember you that your brother holds something against you, leave your gift there before the slaughter place, and go. First make peace with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Be well-minded with your opponent, promptly, while you are on the way with him, lest your opponent deliver you to the judge, and the judge to the officer, and you be thrown into prison. Truly I say to you, you shall by no means get out of there till you have paid the last penny. You heard that it is said of old to those, You shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone looking at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. And if your right eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out and throw it away from you. For it is better for you that one of your members perish than for your entire body to be thrown into Gehinnom or hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away from you. For it is better for you that one of your members perish than for your entire body to be thrown into Gehinnom or hell. And it has been said, whoever puts away his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that whoever puts away his wife, except for the matter of whoring, makes her commit adultery. And whoever marries a woman who has been put away commits adultery. And Yeshua continues on from there, but it certainly does not sound like he is advocating doing away with the law. He is actually making the law even tougher to obey, and that is why we need his forgiveness. But he is certainly not telling us that we should disregard the law, but rather we should obey the letter of the law in both spirit and in truth as much as we can. Again, he is also advocating that we, as his set-apart people, need to be shining a light on his law and on the transgressions that are being done in darkness against his law and the injustices that are being perpetrated against people in our communities, in our nations, and in our capitals. Well, it looks like we're all out of time today, so we'll have to continue our study of biblical healing from where we left off last week, next week. Goodbye for now, and Yah willing, I look forward to praying in agreement with Yahweh's word with all of you again next week. Again, if this is your first time listening in, please download and listen to our preceding programs at www.hiswordheals.com. Until next week, blessings and shalom to all of you and everyone in your homes.